Fourth one, it's 8:22.
It's time for What's It? It's time for What's It? It's 8:22.
Boys 8, girls 9 for the month of March. And a new fella today, Matthew Donnelly, 26 from Joppa, works as an insurance broker. Good morning, mate.
Morning.
Morning, champ. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm good.
Now, Matthew likes to watch rugby and not play it because he reckons he's too old.
How old is he?
He's 26,
Oh,
Arlene.
Shut up.
Yeah, you're not too old for anything. In fact, some things you're not old enough for, Matthew. What position did you play rugby when you used to play?
Hooker.
You were a hooker. Oh, okay, yep. Right there in the front row of the scrum.
That's the position I would definitely play if I was playing rugby.
I'm sure that's the position that we'd ask you to do, Arlene, yep. Yes. Okay, Matthew, welcome to the game, representing the fellas of Edinburgh, the Lothians and Fife. You've got to score as many points as you can in 30 seconds. Now, if you get stuck, Matthew, say, what's it? But remember, you can only do that once, okay?
Okay.
Time starts now. When the soldiers come back from battle, they usually have one of these in the street. What is it?
Parade.
Yeah, that's right. You have this for breakfast, cooked breakfast along with bacon and egg. It's a what?
Sausage.
Yeah, it's the very good thing right on the top of the cake.
Icing.
No, on top of the icing, it's the best thing. It's the what on top of the cake?
The cherry.
Yes, the Daily Record is a what?
Newspaper.
Yeah, it's a show with Philip Schofield, a big square. Oh,
the cube.
Yeah, it is cube, yeah, Matthew, but we would run out of time by then, I'm afraid.
Sure.
However, we did pretty well. We got parade, sausage, cherry, newspaper. We scored 4 points, mate. Well done.
That's not too bad.
That's pretty good. It might be enough even to beat our defending champ, Arlene.
I don't know. Gillian Hewen, 43, from Kirstorfin. She's married to Robbie. She has two kids, or they have two kids, actually. I think he was involved. Cameron and Ruby, they're like celebrities at Kirstorfin Primary.
Oh, is that
which
right?
Which means that they get to give a shout-out to their cousin, Louis Kirk, who's 12 today in Broxburn. Best wishes from all the family.
Hiya, Gillian. Morning.
Hi, morning.
Feeling confident this morning?
We'll see.
Okay, well, this is your third day up for the girls, isn't it?
Yes.
So let's see how many you get. You've got to get 5 for the win, Gillian, okay?
Okay.
Time starts now.
You take photographs with this device.
Camera.
Yes, you used to wear this in World War II on your face.
War paint?
Gas. To stop.
Mask.
Yes, thank you. You get this at fairs. You knock them off shies.
Coconut.
Yes. This is very smooth and toilet rolls usually quite this now. It doesn't scratch your bum.
Oh, what's it?
It's, oh, God. You pour this down the toilet to clean it.
Bleach.
Yes. Malcolm in the...
Oh, by the way, if she'd got that, I wasn't going to allow you that. You can't lead your contestant like that, Arlene.
Right.
That would have been Malcolm in the middle. Toilet paper is nice and soft.
Oh, dear.
Soft, Gillian. But I tell you, you got bleach, you got coconut, mask and camera. You two have scored 4 points.
Oh.
Which means for the first time in quite a while, we've got a tie-break situation. Matthew, you're back in the game.
Very good.
Okay,
good.
Here's what happens. I will describe a word. If you want to answer, you've got to shout your own name. Do not shout out the answer or you will be disqualified. If you get it wrong, the other person wins. Is that clear, Gillian?
Yes.
Matthew, you happy with that?
Yep.
This is a city in Italy and there are two football teams, AC and Inter.
Gillian.
March.
Gillian was first.
Milan.
Is the right
yes!
answer! And it's another
yes!
win for the girls! Well done, Gillian.
Oh, thank you.
Brilliant. Are you going to come back tomorrow?
Yes, that'd be great.
Okay, happy days. Oh, hard lines, Matthew.
I know, I thought I was going to do it for the boys.
Yeah, but thanks for being on, Matthew. All right, mate.
No bother. Take
okay.
care.
That means it's now boys 8, girls 10, and the girls edging towards winning the month. There are 3 days to go in the month of March, so the boys need to win every one of them. So if you're a guy and you think you can do that for me, give me a call, 0845 345 4001, and we'll get you on What's It tomorrow. This is Boogie in the Morning.
Complicated.
Fourth one.
Fourth one.